Welcome to Season 2, Episode 1 of my podcast, A Life in Biography. This episode is going to be a preview of coming attractions, what you can expect in the next several months from this podcast. I'm going to continue interviewing biographers. I'm going to interview Kate Clifford Larson, who's the author of a new biography of Fannie Lou Hamer. That will be coming up in the month of September. Some of these other interviews I haven't set dates for yet, but I'm definitely going to do them. I'm going to do an interview with Joseph McBride. He has a new book coming out on Billy Wilder. I'm going to be reviewing this book for the San Francisco Chronicle. But I want to talk to Joe about his career as a biographer. This Wilder book is not a biography per se. It's really a critical study, but it contains a lot of biography. And actually, one of the things I want to ask him is, what would his book look like if we took out the biographical parts of it? So we're going to talk about his career writing about filmmakers. He knew Orson Welles. He knew John Ford. He wrote a biography of Frank Capra. He wrote a book about writing a biography of Frank Capra, which I reviewed. He wrote a biography of Steven Spielberg. This is a man with a lifetime's body of work in biography and in film, the subjects which interest me. And so I will be interviewing him later this fall. Peter K. Steinberg, who is the really dean of Plath Scholars, who's the co-editor of Sylvia Plath's Letters, he and Julia Goodspeed Chadwick are coming out with the collected writings of Ossia Wevel. If you know anything about Plath biography, you'll know that Wevel is often been described as the enchantress who lured Ted Hughes away from Sylvia Plath. That's certainly not the whole story about what happened. For one thing, there were other women involved, including Susan Alliston, who I write about in both of my books on Plath. And Ossia Wevel was, among other things, a fine translator, and examples of her translations are going to be in Peter and Julia's book. I'm going to be interviewing both of them about this book later this year. A related title is a biographical novel by Dina Davis called Capriccio. It's a tale of literary lovers, Esther, Grace, and Larry, who are not just Esther, Grace, and Larry when we start to read about them. They also, of course, are figures in the Sylvia Plath biography. We'll be talking again about biographical novels, why they matter, why they matter to me as a biographer. There are many people who shun biographical novels because, well, what's true and what isn't. I think there is a rationale for negotiating that issue. And there are other readers, I should say, who might prefer biographical novels to biographies. Why would that be? We can get into that issue as well. So I'll be interviewing her. There's somebody else I would like to interview. I've contacted her. I haven't received a reply yet. And that's Francine Prose, who has a new novel out called The Vixen. I don't know whether she would like it to be called a biographical novel, but it certainly deals with historical figures, in this case with the Rosenbergs. And since I recently reviewed a Rosenberg biography by Anne Seba, who was also a guest on this podcast, I'm very keen to talk to Francine Prose about her novel and how we read it, how I read it, what she wants to say about it. So those are some of the people I'm going to be interviewing. And if for some reason Francine Prose isn't available, I'll still talk about her book. I'm reading it now. So one way or another, we will be dealing with The Vixen. I'm going to come back to some issues which I have confronted in other podcasts. I want to come back to the issue of literary biography and what it is, because I think some reviewers have a mistaken notion of it. Particularly if you write a biography of a literary figure and you don't spend a lot of time on the work. When I mean spending a lot of time on the work, I mean, you know, actually discussing the details of the novels or the poems or whatever the literary, the plays, whatever the literary figure has produced. And I want to explain why that isn't necessarily a detriment in literary biography, that in some ways it can be a strength, that is, not dealing in detail with the work. And by the way, I've written both kinds of biographies, and I will use myself for some examples as well. That is, biographies that deal extensively with the subject's work, as I do in The Life of William Faulkner, and where I'm much more selective in how much I discuss the work in, say, a book like The Last Days of Sylvia Plath, or even in American Isis, my first biography of Sylvia Plath. And while we're on the subject of Plath, I'm going to also be talking a bit about a book I'm writing right now, which is called The Making of Sylvia Plath, and explain, I have on previous podcasts, but I want to go into more detail, why yet another book on Sylvia Plath. We've had Heather Clark's 1,000-page biography, and yet there's more to say. There's more to find. As I revealed on Twitter, I have access to new material pertaining to Plath's first suicide attempt and the aftermath, and I have some access to material that is going to get you as close to getting inside of Sylvia Plath's mind as you can get, as a biographer can get. And I'll explain what I mean by that in a future podcast. So I hope those are some tantalizing things that you can look forward to in this podcast. I should also tell you that I'm a member of the Plutarch Committee. This is a committee of the Biographers International Organization. And each year, the organization has a committee that selects the best biography of the year and other mentions other noteworthy biographies. On this podcast, I'm not going to reveal any confidences. I'm not going to tell you what goes on in the Plutarch Committee. But, you know, I'm getting dozens and dozens and dozens of biographies for consideration for this Plutarch Award. And what I do want to do is to talk about some of these titles, not to review these books, but to simply talk about the subjects and to say a little bit about how the biographers have approached their subjects and what might be noteworthy about their treatment of the subject. So here's just a handful of some of the subjects and books that I'll be dealing with. A new biography of the artist Helen Frankenthaler, a biography of Mike Nichols, Hitchcock, a very interesting way of treating Alfred Hitchcock's life. I'll be talking about that. A book called Dostoevsky in Love, which uses some techniques that I think will raise some eyebrows that I want to talk about. A very lively and interesting approach to a biography of William Blake. The same can be said for a beautifully written biography of D.H. Lawrence. A very interesting book on Philip Larkin and Monica Jones. This was written by John Sutherland, who knew Monica Jones. And it's what I would call a Boswellian biography. It's memoir and biography. It's a fully researched book. It can certainly qualify as a biography, but it is a kind of biography memoir. I've done this once myself in A Private Life of Michael Foote. So I'm going to be very interested in the way Sutherland handles these issues. And again, probably be comparing it to my own practice and my own experience in doing such a book. One other thing I wanted to say in this, which looks like it's going to be the shortest of my podcasts, is send me your biographies if they're appearing or about to appear. You can contact me via my website, carlrollison.com. I don't promise to review your book. There just aren't enough hours in the day, given my other responsibilities and the books that I'm writing. But what I can do is take a look at your book. I can mention it on my podcast. I can, if a paragraph or a page of your biography strikes me as noteworthy in my discussion of biography as a genre and a form, I will be reading from your book. So send me your book or have your publisher send me my book. Again, you can contact me through my website, carlrollison.com. I'm happy to receive PDFs. They don't have to send me hard copy at all. I'm perfectly happy in reading a PDF and commenting on the book. So that's just the beginning of the new season. There are many more titles I'll be looking at, of course, in the selection of books for the Plutarch Committee Award of Best Biography. So you'll be hearing about more titles, and I probably will be doing a whole podcast, maybe the next podcast, reading from some of the books that I've already mentioned that are under consideration for a Plutarch Award. You shouldn't draw any conclusions from that. I'm only one member of the committee, so I'm not giving you any inside information. I'm really giving you my responses to these books as a professional biographer. So I look forward to hearing from you listeners, learning about more biographies. That's it for now. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.